Now, Friday night in the Lairdhead Estate in Kilkenny, the IMRO National Radio Awards were held as they are every year, and Radio Kerry won a huge number of awards, 6 awards at the award show, 3 golds, 2 silver and 1 bronze, a brilliant haul in recognition of a lot of the great programming that happens on this station right across the broadcasting week. Deirdre Walsh's Talk About programme won gold in the interactive speech programme category for The Curious Case of the Dog and the Streetlight. There was also a gold award for Yulia Ryabova in the Gayburn Newcomer of the Year, and JJ O'Shea won it in Special Music Broadcaster, Specialist Music Broadcaster for the Music Tree. Just absolutely brilliant stuff, and congratulations to all. And I've got our 3 gold winners with me on the programme. I've JJ O'Shea in studio with me here in Killarney. I've got Deirdre Walsh on the line and Yulia Ryabova as well. Good morning to all of you. And Deirdre, look, I'm going to start with you and your award. First of all, listen, congratulations. Tell me about that moment when you heard your name being called out for this entry.
It was a bit surreal, Gerry, to be honest. I'm still trying to relive it in my head every day since. I genuinely was shocked. I know people always say they were shocked when they win awards. I genuinely was, because I hadn't even thought about it in the week running up to it. I mean, just to put it in context, I was up against Joe Duffy and the Liveline team. I was also up against BBC Radio Ulster and all the resources they have, and I didn't even hear their entries, but I just assumed that maybe I might get a bronze in the category. So I had no expectations. I just wanted to go up and enjoy the night. But I just remember David Nelligan, who was about 2 or 3 seats away from me, you know, leapt about 6 feet high in the air and roaring and screaming. And then it kind of clicked with me. It was a fabulous moment. I'll probably remember it into my dying day. You know, it was just because it was so shocking and so unexpected.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to play a little bit of an excerpt of this, of the entry. Have a listen.
So as I stepped in to try to go to help him, his teeth actually lunged into my calf, and I got an awful fright because he was an amazing dog. He would never even growl at me. That was so out of character for him. So then I just was kind of trying to think what to do. I rang my husband straight away. I was like, this is where I am. Please come and help me. He's having a spasm. I don't know what to do. I then rang the vets because I could see they're really close by, Holmes Vet. And I was like, can you please come help me? This is where I am. I did consider running to the vet, but I didn't want to leave him on his own. Then other people that were passing started to see what were happening. So they stopped to try and help me. And he was still spasming on the ground, but I suppose the screeching was getting less as time was going on.
So there you go, dear. That was the terrible story of what happened to Cookie, electrocuted.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm glad you played that, because at the top of my list of things to say in this interview was just acknowledge Emma Fitzgibbon, because Emma's the voice you heard there, and it was her dog that was electrocuted. And I don't know Emma, and I never knew her before we did that interview, but she reached out to me because she heard me talking about strange things going on with the streetlights around Tralee. And she just got in touch with me out of the blue and said, look, this is what happened. I'm willing to go on air and talk to you. And if she hadn't done that, I wouldn't have won the award. But I want to acknowledge her, you know, decency and courage in coming forward and telling the story. And I also want to acknowledge that even though it's great for me and it's, you know, great for my career and all that, and I was delighted on Friday night, but at the heart of this, you know, Emma and her husband and her 2 little kids lost their family pet as well.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
as you know, Gerry, and everyone in Radio Kerry knows, I'm a huge dog lover. So
yeah,
it's a little bit bittersweet for that reason. But
yeah,
but thanks a million to Emma. And actually, after I was nominated, I emailed her and I told her that I felt a bit weird about being nominated about the story. And she was so nice, and she emailed me back and said, look, isn't it great that something good might come of our poor dog being killed? So fair play to Emma.
Well, you've been doing the programme for many years, Deirdre, and the fact that she reached out, is it just a testament, I suppose, to the relationship you've built up with listeners, that they feel they can tell you their stories? And that's how these things
I don't know, Gerry, maybe... no more so than yourself, Gerry, or any of us in Radio Kerry. I mean, we're all, most of us are from Kerry or adjoining counties. We live in our communities. We, you know, we eat, sleep and breathe Kerry. You know, when Kerry win the All-Ireland, we're delighted. Like, we're just Kerry people. And I think the listeners identify with that because they see us walking down the street. We're not, you know, we're not people above in Dublin with massive salaries who appear like gods, you know. We're just regular people going about our daily lives. And for that reason, I think they trust us, and they know we're not going to make a mess of their stories. They know we're not going to exploit them. So yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. Stay on the line, Deirdre. We also have Yulia Rybova with us on the line. Yulia, good morning to you. And listen, congratulations, newcomer of the year.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Listen, Yulia, you're from Ukraine. Tell me a bit about your story, how you came to Ireland and how you found your way to, I suppose, Radio Kerry through the journalism, podcasting and radio course.
Yeah, that was it. So I came to Ireland 2 years ago in summer 2023. And then in autumn, this course started. And I'm just so happy I found out about it. And I actually texted John Corney, our mentors on the course, straight after getting the award, because I'm just so grateful, honestly. And I could have never done that without them. Yeah, so the course started, and then Fiona asked me to take part in that new residence podcast that's been going on since 2024, and now I'm producing season two. And the documentaries that I worked on were really honored to work on. So, yeah, I don't know how it happened to us. Still a bit under shock.
Yeah, I'd imagine you are. Look, you were delighted with it. You've also worked, obviously, on documentaries, on Tidy Towns. You did one as well called 2,000 Miles, where you were talking to teenage Ukrainians who were forced to leave home all of a sudden and relocate to Kerry.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to do as much as I can for my own people, of course, because we see that Ukraine kind of leaves the news a lot, and we don't see it as much as we used in the first couple of years, I suppose. But the war is going on for the fourth year, and there is a reason why there are so many Ukrainians in Ireland, and we just need to remember that and acknowledge that. And many of those people just go through incredible challenges and overcome those challenges, and I think it's really important to highlight that and to remember that, yeah.
Okay, we're going to play a little bit of clip of your entry, which ended up winning the Gay Byrne Newcomer of the Year.
Thousand miles, the distance from Kerry to Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine. A distance most of us never imagined we'd have to face. But on February 24th, 2022, everything changed.
At about 6 o'clock, my phone rang, and it was a friend of mine, and she was crying, and she said, are you alive? And I was confused because, first of all, it's 6 o'clock, second of all, it's just a regular Thursday, so, you know, there's no reason to ask me whether I was alive or not. And then my father barged into the bedroom, and I asked him what's happening, and he just said the war had started. And then we kind of like brainstormed for a while, and we decided to make a column with other friends and families, a column of 5 cars, and decided to head west, because at the time the risk of Kyiv falling was very high. And me and my mom and my sister stayed in Ivano-Frankivsk in the western part of Ukraine for about a month. And after a while, we decided that it was time to go somewhere, because we were uncertain of the food supplies and energy supplies and overall the whole situation, how long and in which favor it will last. So we settled on Ireland, we translated some legal documents, and we booked a flight from Rzeszów, which is a Polish town, to Dublin.
Okay, and Yulia, that underlines, I suppose, that was one story. There's thousands, hundreds of thousands of stories of Ukrainians who've had to leave their home all of a sudden. And the war goes on. Missile strikes 2 nights ago killed 4 members of one family to the west of Kyiv, including a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, every day something's happening. If you're following the news, you know about that. And Yeah, I don't know what I can say about it, to be honest. If you follow the news, you know all the news.
Yeah, yeah. And look, being able to tell a story and being able to learn through people like Joe and Connie on the course and working here in Radio Kerry has given you, I suppose, a chance at a different career, a different life. I know part of you will always be at home in Ukraine, but at the same time, it must be really... I'd say you couldn't believe the story you've had the last couple of years when you were walking up with a Ukrainian flag up onto stage on Friday night.
Yeah, I don't know. I think all my imposter syndrome just kicked in at that moment, to be honest. I still can't believe it happened. And I probably don't also understand the value of it as much because I wasn't growing up with this, with knowing radio, Irish radio and Emirates and how important it is. But I guess having Radio Kerry family around me was really important at that moment. And that's what I really cherish and what I'm really grateful for, to have that family around me. Because you guys are incredible.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Well, listen, Yulia, thanks very much for that. Stay with us on the line because I have our other gold medal award winner, JJ O'Shea, with me in studio here in Clare. JJ, good morning to you.
Hi there, Jerry.
And listen, congratulations. This isn't the first time you've won this award, such as the level that you're at. You were up against national competition as well. Tell me what it was like for you on Friday night.
Well, I mean, you always go without expectations, but I can tell you what was in my mind when, after it was announced and I was walking up to the platform, I was regretting deeply that I'd forgotten to bring a belt for my trousers because, you know, I'd hired a tux for the night. It's
yes.
A black tie event, so I'd hired a tux, but the trousers were incredibly loose on it. And I had a vision in my head that as I would
oh my God.
Up onto the platform... I'd be handed the gold award and then my trousers would fall down, you know. And it's hard to create a good impression in those circumstances, you know.
You made it through, though. You made it through.
I made it through, yeah. But as I say, one has to go without expectations. I mean, to be shortlisted, it's hard to be shortlisted. And, I mean, what separates the shortlisted group from the winners, it's just a point or two, you know. So it's fine margins. So just to be shortlisted as a success, and after that, it's icing on the cake. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, from that and from your entry, does it come down to music knowledge, the skill of blending it all together, of connecting the listener with the music that you're bringing to them?
I suppose it's just, yeah, sharing my own enthusiasm for it. I mean, it's something that I love and that I've loved for years. And, you know, it'd be like with Tim Moynihan with sport. It's,
yeah.
It's being paid or exploring what I'm interested in anyway.
Yeah, know? Yeah. And bringing people along with you for that journey.
And hoping introducing people to it. That, you know, if as a result of the show, somebody discovers that they liked a kind of music that they hadn't expected to like, I consider that a success, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And JJ, how important is it then that stations like Radio Kerry or other stations have time, have a slot for specialist music in their schedule? That it's given time and space.
It's huge. I mean, like with Brian's programme, and you know, I think Brian's That's Jazz programme on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. I think, to my knowledge, that is the... I don't know of another program dedicated exclusively to jazz in the country, certainly not on RTE. There are programs that include jazz, but none that I'm aware of that are devoted exclusively to jazz. So, you know, that's something that Radio Kerry has. It's crucial, I think, that listeners are given a chance to listen to something outside the mainstream.
Yeah. Yeah, because so much of it now, whether it's through mainstream broadcasting and all of that, it can all be distilled down to, you know, what people feel people want to listen to. But you have these other avenues and you have someone talking about it and introducing that new music. It's very important. A key thing, like what Brian does in his programme and you do tonight from 9 to 10.
Tonight from 9 to 10. Thanks for the reminder. I better show up.
Yeah. Have you got good reaction to it?
Absolutely, yeah, and people just walking down the streets of Killarney, yeah, you know, people congratulating me, of course, yeah.
Yeah, because you're up in the Radio Awards, there's local and regional sections where you're up against all the other local radio stations. Then there's a national full service where the nationals compete, but this your category is everybody, all in together, like Deirdre's and Yulia's.
Absolutely, it's everyone. And BBC Ulster as well as RTE and News Talk, the other national, do you know, they have one or two music programmes, so you're up against them too. Yeah, you're up against all of them.
Okay, JJ, how would you describe the programme for people who haven't tried it yet?
It's an exploration of music. I try to make connections between different kinds of music. Like in the one that won the award, there's a mix of classical, blues, Irish, African music. There's a mix of all kinds of things. And I try to make connections and hopefully introduce... It's an introduction to music that you may have not have heard before.
Yeah, yeah. And that's all part of the fascinating side of it, isn't it? The way people moved around this planet and how they interacted, the cultures, they shared their music with each other and their influences across it. Like you have classical music influencing modern hip hop, you have Irish music blending with African music in the United States. All of that's, it's like our own story, really.
Cross-fertilization, yes, absolutely. All kinds of fusions happening, just as there is in the world at large.
Indeed. JJ, listen, congratulations again. Thanks so much for talking.
Thanks,
Jerry. And well done. Well done. That's JJ O'Shea, who you'll hear tonight between 9 and 10 on the Music Tree. It's podcast, by the way, on Radio Kerry after the show. So if you want to check out any of the episodes, go to radiokerry.ie. Mary gets in touch for Deirdre Walsh. Massive congratulations on your award. Well deserved. Love your show and listen every day. And my thanks to Yulia Ryabova as well, who won the Gay Byrne Newcomer of the Year Award at the IMROs on Friday night. And congratulations as well to our other award winners. Local Station of the Year for the entire station, Silver Award for that. Niamh Daly's New Moves in the Irish Music Programme or Initiative category. That was a national award as well. So well done to her. And the Bronze Award for Short Feature. And that was for Heritage Hunters, produced by Eileen Kinsella and Kerry County Museum. If you have a view, get in touch with us on the programme.